Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was a night of nail-biting for former Governor Mitt Romney and his team as they and the rest of the country watched the results from Ohio come in last night as Super Tuesday votes were counted. It was early this morning when the Buckeye State was finally called for Romney, who eked out a one-point win over former Senator Rick Santorum. Romney took 5 of the 10 other states yesterday, Alaska, Idaho, Vermont, Virginia, and Massachusetts. WBUR's Fred Tice was with the Romney campaign in the Back Bay last night and has this report.
Massachusetts was Mitt Romney country on Super Tuesday, and his wife, Ann, was able to address the country from the Weston Copley Place Hotel by putting it like this.
Where he's known best, we're winning by 72%.
Romney's closest rival, former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, won only 12% of the Massachusetts vote. Still, as Romney addressed the Boston crowd last night, he had his eye on the mixed results in the rest of the country.
Tonight, we're doing some counting. We're counting up the delegates for the convention, and it looks good. And we're counting down the days until November, and that looks even better.
As he does when he wants to get his message just right, Romney read his speech from teleprompters. And he was also back in something he hasn't usually been campaigning in this year, a dark business suit. In the crowd, Romney supporters acknowledged that the campaign is dragging out longer than they thought it would. Paul O'Malley from Quincy has been an enthusiastic supporter of Romney's since he ran against Senator Edward Kennedy in 1994.
I think it's gone well. I think it's been tougher than he thought it would be, but there's been a lot of vetting going on. And just about everything or anything that could come out about Mitt has come out, and it's not all that bad. And so it's good to get it out of the way now.
Although Romney won Massachusetts overwhelmingly, not all those who voted for him shared the enthusiasm of those who came out to celebrate with him. Turnout was low across the state, and Weymouth was no different. That's where Tom and Sandra Antonino came to vote. They said they weren't totally happy with Romney.
But out of everybody, my eye's the best right now.
Yeah, it kind of sticks out, you know.
If that sounds like tepid support, it's important to remember that Romney did much better in Massachusetts than he did 4 years ago. Then John McCain had strong appeal here. He took 41% of the vote and left Romney winning with a bare majority. No such thing happened yesterday. Romney won by such a wide margin that he took all 38 Massachusetts delegates up for grabs yesterday. Texas Congressman Ron Paul won just 2 towns, Aquinnah on Martha's Vineyard and Mount Washington in the Berkshires. And Santorum won only 5 towns in western Massachusetts and tied Romney in another. Romney won every other city and town. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.